Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network at the North Dakota Farmers Union Annual Convention. We are talking with NDFU President Mark Watney. How's convention going? How are things here as we get through and hear from members throughout this weekend?
Well, it's going really good, and we have a great turnout. The room's full. We just had a number of interesting speakers. Senator Hovind just spoke. We started our policy yesterday. We'll wrap it up today. The members are engaged, and they're asking for us to get some stuff done, and that's what we do. And I'm just pleased to be with all these members. It's a fun time.
So the Q&A session earlier here today, got to listen in on some of the membership concerns and just questions that they had for you. What were some of the big things that members are hungry to hear more about and that type of thing?
Well, I think there's quite a bit of concern around the insurance industry as a whole because premiums are probably going up and it's industry-wide. So obviously that comes with the fact that we're having very severe storms and they tend to impact that price in insurance products that we buy. That one concern. Other things, keeping animal agriculture popular, getting processing in the state, adding soybean processing. So they're all looking forward to some value-added projects. Again, we're working on that. We're investing in malting in the state. Just doing a lot of things to try to bring in some additional income into the farm. And then, of course, working on farm bill and legislation. So members are all engaged. It's going great.
It was really helpful to listen to your recap of the corporate farming law here and the work that you guys did on that and just kind of the explanation behind that. Can you kind of expound on that a little bit?
Yeah, so there was a movement to weaken our anti-corporation farming laws, and we worked with the legislature, we worked with the leadership, and we come up with a fitting compromise that enables a little bit of corporate ownership that maybe helps get some capital in the state and use up some of the feed that we're creating here. So hopefully it does help. It allows family farmers to remain in control, and they have to be part of the system. So we're thinking that we'll see some success from that, and hopefully that's all the changes we ever have to make to it because our members don't want to see that law changed.
All right, and I guess anything else that you want to touch on here, just sort of a general recap, if you will, of this week?
Well, we also have about 3-4 businesses we report on here. So we had our restaurant report on Thursday evening. We had our Farmers Union Enterprise Industries, which are rendering plants, and our pet food and all that report. And we had our insurance report, which we have very positive on the agencies and a lot of challenges on the mutual side of the business. But, again, we report it and let the members know what we're doing, and things are good. The Farmers Union is moving forward, and we're feeling great.
You know, that was something else that you touched on, too, the chicken and the egg. You talked crush facilities, that type of thing. Just your general overview of that.
Yeah, well, I think if you're going to make things successful, whether it's animals or soybeans or whatever, you got to get processing in North Dakota. And the more processing we get here, the less costs we have in transportation, because transportation is one of our larger costs. So if we can process here, we're going to see the benefits for our state farmers and ranchers, and that's a goal of ours, getting more processing in the state, getting them closer to the end product. That's why we do restaurants. All these things are tied together to increase and enhance the income stream for farmers and ranchers.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us. Again, Mark Watney joining us on the Red River Farm Network.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Perfect.
You need a charger or you got it?
No, we're good.